Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette considers updates to nuisance code after public concerns. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The city of Gillette is reviewing its nuisance policies after concerns were raised by council members and residents over enforcement and clarity. At the September 15th council meeting, officials discussed Chapter 13 of the city code, which covers everything from junked cars and abandoned appliances to weeds over 12 inches tall. Violators currently face fines of up to $750, with each day of noncompliance counting as a separate offense. City Attorney Sean Brown suggested a tiered system, reducing compliance time for repeat offenders and introducing escalating fines. He also raised questions about whether different types of violations should stack together. Some council members voiced concern about abuse of the complaint system, while others supported tougher standards. Councilman Jim West argued for lowering the grass height limit, but warned about making the rules too strict. Residents also weighed in, citing issues with unmaintained properties and blocked drainage areas. Councilwoman Heidi Gross said she supports updates, but wants to hear more from constituents first. City staff will now prepare a draft of proposed changes, which will be brought back for council review in a future meeting. Trump administration fast-tracks Black Butte mine expansion in Wyoming. The Trump administration has fast-tracked approval for a major coal mine expansion in southwest Wyoming. Wildfire reported the Office of Surface Mining and Reclamation Enforcement wrapped up its environmental review for the Black Butte coal mine in under 30 days, a process that normally takes years. The approval gives the mine access to 9.2 million additional tons of federal coal, extending operations west of Rock Springs through 2039. Governor Mark Gordon called the move great news for southwest Wyoming, crediting the Trump administration with removing what he described as unnecessary delays under President Biden. The push comes under Trump's executive orders to expand domestic energy production, including coal. But conservation groups, including the Sierra Club, warn the process is moving too quickly to properly analyze environmental and health impacts or to allow for meaningful public input. Black Butte has supplied coal to the nearby Jim Bridger power plant for decades, though PacifiCorp has shifted two of the plant's four units to natural gas. The mine employs about 56 workers after recent layoffs. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.